The song was about the ocean of love, and the Murali is a Murali from the 18th of January, 88. And we've been hearing all the other Muralis every 2 days, Baba was coming. So there's a huge amount of sustenance that all of us have had from Avyakt Bab Dada. 49 years of Muralis from Avyakt Baba. So it's incredible how much we've received. And as we study these Muralis, I'm very aware of how profound they are, because I don't think so much registered when I was first hearing these Muralis, but this revision period has been really very, very beneficial. And so today, 18th January, and Baba was talking about the day of love, the day of remembrance, but also Baba wants us to have power. And Baba saying that there was a conversation between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba in particular in the role of the mother. And so Mother Brahma, Senior Mother Brahma. So Baba's talked about what is it that the mother really wants. The mother wants only the best for you children, and this mother wants you to become equal. And equal both in terms of love and also power. And so the whole Murali is about that. Very lovely Murali, very powerful Murali. But first I want to take up a little bit about the blessing. Because Baba's used three words that many of you are familiar with, but some of you may not be. And the three words are yug-yukt, yukti-yukt, and raz-yukt. And yug-yukt, you can sort of guess what that means, accurately linked in yoga. And so one stage. And the second stage, yukti-yukt, being able to understand what to do at the moment of need. Because sometimes the opportunity comes to do something good and we let it slip by because we're not fully aware. Or sometimes we do things and whatever you've done is fine, but it wasn't at the right moment. It should have waited a little while. And so yukti-yukt is where you know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And of course, if you're connected in yoga, then that will help you come to that stage of accurate awareness of what needs to happen at any given moment. And the third, raz-yukt. You understand the deeper meaning, the secret before, in any situation that's going on. And of course, if you're raz-yukt, if you understand the underlying meaning, the sense of what something is about, then your response is going to be a very different one to the one that is otherwise just a reaction. And so these three words, and each one filled with a huge amount of significance. And of course, if we are doing things in this way, I make sure that I'm accurately linked in yoga. I'm doing things as I need to do at the right moment, in the right way. Then my understanding of everything is very different to just the reactions. So each of these three words are very useful in our lives now, because on the surface of it everything seems very, very uncertain and we don't know what the future holds. It's okay, although external things are destabilized, and I think a lot of things are very unstable at the moment, but yet understanding what's going on in terms of the secrets of drama and being able to take help from Baba. The yoga power is giving me the strength, and that's going to enable me to deal with things in the right way because I understand. And Murli, a couple of weeks ago, had spoken about leakage of power, and I'm connecting it with this Murli because what Baba's saying is that first step, yes, love, and everybody would say we have a lot of love for Baba and this is why we're here, and Baba's acknowledging that. But Baba's saying the reason why you get confused and afraid is because you're not powerful enough. And so fear and confusion are the leakage for my power. And so I have love, I have yoga, but then there's something that's creating a loss of power, which means that I'm not able to deal with things in the way that I should or could. And so what is it that's causing this leakage of power? Baba hasn't gone into that today, but I'm just remembering, well, today Baba said that it's confusion. But when your mind is confused, then another thing that's happening at that moment is there's a lot of fear that comes in. And the other side, when I understand the secret of something, I'm not confused. I'm able to maintain my own dignity and remain powerful. And so Baba said sometimes it's Maya that comes, illusion, misunderstanding, and that creates the fear and the reaction. Sometimes it's the sanskars of the other that's causing this. Sometimes it's my own sanskars that are creating this. And so whatever it is, once I understand what's going on, so if I'm yukt, I'm also going to be yukti-yukt, and I'm also going to be ras-yukt. I understand whether it's Maya, whether it's me, whether it's circumstances, whether it's the other, that at that moment I don't allow confusion to come. I don't allow myself to have fear. And so my responses are very different. And of course what happens is that if I'm not understanding what's going on and I let that confusion come, then I allow myself maybe to react, maybe to get hurt. So either it's going to be if I'm reacting, then I'm going to create a karmic account with the other. Or if I'm hurt, then this phrase comes to my mind very often. Why is it that there's anger so often? And there's a very simple line. Hurt people hurt people. So if I'm hurt, then I'm going to create hurt for others also. And so when Baba says, don't take sorrow, it's a very, very important slogan. And yes, not to give sorrow, that's within my own capacity. And I can be very careful of what I think and say and do. But when somebody is giving me sorrow, Baba's instruction is, don't take it. Let it stay with them. It's their business, it's their karma, it's their sanskar. There's an echo again today. Vijubhai? Vijubhai? There's an echo. Yeah. Okay. So, can I think about it like that? That it's their stuff, not me. And if I don't take it, or even if there is something I need to take, I have made a mistake, but why should I get angry because they're angry with me? So So can I just keep myself very calm so that then I don't take the hurt, but I take the lesson? And if I can do that, then A, I won't lose power, but B, I'll also not create any further karma, and I'll maintain my own dignity. So today is really, again, very, very powerful, giving us a lot of food for thought, reflection and practice, because the more we rehearse the things that really touch us from Baba Smriti, that rehearsal is the preparation so that then I'm able to stay constantly linked and not get shaken by things. And today it's a lot of things with human beings, tomorrow it'll be circumstances, and I just need to make sure that I'm preparing myself for what we know is to come. We know there's going to be a huge amount of upheaval. So my fear is something I have to sort out today. My confusion is something that I have to ask myself, but why? Why is it happening in this way inside of me? Why it's happening with them is their story, but why is it happening inside of me? And so, otherwise I'm just accumulating more and more karma, but at the same time I'm losing power. So there's a very big area to explore within the self from today's Murali. But it seems that what's happened in Madhupan regularly, and first it used to happen for 18th January, and now it also happens for Dadi Prakash Muni Day, 25th August, space, even though Madhupan is so huge, and now let's see what happens with Dadi's Day. Maybe nothing, maybe everything online. But the pattern had been that different groups, like sometimes it would be Kumaris, sometimes the Kumars, sometimes the brothers, sometimes the mothers. And this time, 18th January, it's very clearly the people who have given spaces for Baba, for service. Whether it's an apartment, whether it's a house or whatever it may be, but Baba's talking to that particular group. But of course Baba's not just talking to that group, Baba's talking to all of us, because then Baba's taken up the subject of service. And Baba has explained it so beautifully. Service and the results of service. And of course, the result of service, if I'm doing service with a clean and honest heart, then the immediate result that I experience now is happiness and also power, both of these things. And if there's a little bit of a mixture in that, why am I doing the service that I'm doing, then of course, I can notice that I don't have that happiness, I don't have that experience of power reaching me. But every opportunity for service is an opportunity to experience the immediate fruit, but also I know that there's an accumulation for the future. And Baba's point is that any type of service is going to bring you both results, immediate fruit, but also fruit for the future. And it doesn't matter what type of service. And in fact, if it's only vocal service and not physical service, then you're going to be missing out a huge amount. I was saying thoughts, words, actions, and each one can bring you 100 marks. And if sometimes it happens that I think service is only vocal service, then that part which is actually the part that's needed at this moment, the service through actions, if I'm not engaged in that, certainly I lose out on the 100 marks of that. And so Baba giving absolutely equal importance to all types of service. Why? Because each of those aspects of service service are being done with love for Baba, not for humans, but love for Baba. Very, very early on, I mean like August or September 74, one of the early students in London, and he offered to do some service. And at that time, Baba had a little car, and Daddy said to him, "Would you like to clean the car?" It was a Sunday, he had time, and he enjoyed being in the atmosphere of Baba's home. So he said yes, and so he did a great job of cleaning the car inside out. And then when he'd finished and put away everything, I said thank you to him. And he gave me drishti, and he said, "But I did it for Baba, so you don't need to thank me." And on the one side, thank you was just courtesy, which is fine. But on the other side, he was actually absolutely taking it in that way, that whatever it is I'm doing in Baba's house is for Baba. And so Baba's talked about whether I'm washing the dishes or cleaning the pots, it's for Baba. And so it's, if it's my consciousness which is right, which means my stage is that stage of doing it with love for Baba, then I get the return of happiness, I get the return of power. And so doing hours and hours of emails, Daddy used to say to me, "It's not just paperwork, it's not just computer work, it's actually service of souls. Because if people don't get a reply, they're going to be having a lot of waste thoughts." And so remember that it's service of souls. And if they get a reply, then it's going to bring them closer to Baba. So whether it's washing pots, or whether it's cleaning Baba's house, Baba's saying, if you clean Baba's house and you see it sparkle, then you know that, yes, this is also service. And people are going to enjoy coming to Baba's house. So whatever it is, that whole subject of service. And the last thing I'm going to say, because we've got something more that's coming up in a few minutes that's very interesting. So Baba's asked, how can you serve the elements? And I know that we've had lots of discussions about this, but Baba's connected attitude with atmosphere and atmosphere with environment and nature. And so Baba's saying, nobody can ever say, "I don't have service to do. I haven't been given service." Service isn't something that's given. Service is something that you're inspired to do. And so the whole of nature, and the whole of nature is in upheaval at the moment, and so there's a lot of service waiting to be done for nature, for the environment. And the way to do it, your attitude, vritti, vatavaran, your attitude creates the atmosphere. And whatever is the atmosphere is going to impact the environment, nature, prakriti. And so, big lesson from, many lessons from today's Murali. But I especially enjoyed Baba connecting this. When we're thinking about atmosphere, we're thinking about what's going on, whether in my home, in my workplace, or in Baba's house. And yes, I know that my attitude is creating the atmosphere, but I didn't connect this atmosphere in a very direct way with the elements out there also. So every time you've been having yoga here, you're creating the atmosphere, but you're also actually serving nature. It's a very lovely connection. I've mentioned the Spirit of Humanity Forum that was taking place. Was it last weekend? It feels a long time ago, but it was just last weekend. And Sister Maureen and Sister Toots are going to be sharing something from that, and there's various videos and slides that they're going to show with it. So, Om Shanti.
Welcome on board towards a loving world.
To everyone, this is Maureen and Toots here, and so welcome to the 5th Spirit of Humanity Forum, and a wonderful event that really brings together leaders and change makers, and you could see that from the array of contributors that was shown on the video coming up, and highly successful this time. It was not only It was, of course, all online, which was very new, and Toots and I were there in the little studio created in Reykjavik, but also it was live-streamed, and I know many of you did tune in to some of the sessions that happened. And we thought, how could we convey about this forum? I think the most important thing is to say to you as we go down, hear this button, watch the whole of the Spirit of Humanity Forum, so it's there on the website, so you can see for yourself. But we thought, well, we could show you the Prime Minister of Iceland opening it and many other things, but the contribution of young people this time was so special. So we want to just show you a clip of a message from an 18-year-old secondary school student, Ella Gregory, actually from the UK, who with other young people from different countries was part of a program of listening to young people about their concerns and ideas for well-being in education, which will be presented to the G20 summit in September. And so we'd like to show you Ella's message.
When we hear this term, holding space, to really reckon with what that truly means as a personal daily practice. And so there are 6 pieces of advice from Yogi Tilopa that I find very helpful. Now, translated into English, they are not simply six words, but they are six instructions. Let go of what has passed. Let go of what may come. Let go of what is happening now. Don't try to figure anything out. Don't try to make anything happen. Relax right now and rest. I think that these six words intended for meditators are helpful for all of us, helpful for us to tend to our own feelings, to tend to the feelings of those we love, and to tend to life's painful moments. And so I'd like to offer an invitation to all of you across the globe, that during this conference, you revel and you enjoy those exciting moments of hope. But in moments where someone says something that you don't quite agree with, or you feel discomfort and you feel pain, don't run away from it. Don't resist it and don't repress it. Rest in it. I believe that if we can all practice this on a personal level, it seeps out into our world. We are able to be compassionate and attend to others in a way that simply allows them to be as they are. And I believe that that is one of the ways that we move towards a more loving world. Thank you.
Wow, Ella, what an amazing message to us all. Thank you so much for your moving message. I'm in awe. Wonderful, Ella. But Ella will be with us tomorrow again. She will be participating in a plenary tomorrow with two other young people from India and Lebanon, and they will have a dialogue with the Icelandic Minister of Social Affairs and Children about what we can do and what can be done to increase the well-being of children overall and also in the educational system.
I wanted you to hear, Ella, know that there are such wise young people out there, and also Joanna, our director, who has done a fantastic job of bringing everything together, and she's Icelandic, formerly a TV presenter, who actually first met Daddy Janki when she was interviewing her many years ago on Icelandic television. That session of the young people with the minister is really worth a watch. It comes on day two of the forum. And, you know, when I think about the overall experience, just seeing people who are in high positions come together and be willing to open their hearts and talk about things that are really deeply meaningful to them, that is something very, very special that doesn't happen in many conferences around the world. And it was watched, I think, by nearly 3,000 on the first day and about 1,000 on day two and day three. So really reached out everywhere. And there are two quotes that really stayed with me. One is from the minister when he was talking about, when there was the discussion about including the voices of young people in governance. He said, if you include the voices of young people, you won't lose power, you will govern better. And the other was when, for World Environment Day on the Saturday, there was a French astronaut who shared with us and took us into a minute of silence, and the slogan to contemplate on was, the Earth doesn't need to be saved, she just needs to be loved. I'll hand over to Toots now.
Om Shanti, good morning everyone. It's Toots here. And yes, I joined Maureen and the Spirit of Humanity planning and organizing and production team there for the event a few days beforehand. And yes, it was a whole new experience online, and the production side of it, the technical side of it, was a new learning curve, a steep learning curve for everyone. And this was so it was an opportunity to rest just as Ella was talking about, in those moments of really not knowing what the next move would be. But it was a great team, and we had a beautiful studio at the top of the main concert hall in Reykjavik called Harper. And you will have seen the director, Johanna, in that clip with the sea behind her. We weren't on a ship, but it's a sort of ship. It's the concert hall that's right on the water. So the backdrop is the ocean and the mountains behind, so very dramatic. And from this place, Johanna, the director, who was emceeing and hosting along with Maureen, held and ran the whole 3 days. And my observation was that they were an amazing double engine. And we know that Bubba was supporting them both in it as well. But it was really beautiful to watch how they worked right the way through quietly to make it all flow. And also Sister Lotta from Stockholm, who is the Secretary of Spirit of Humanity, who works non-stop for the 2 years in between each one to invite, to encourage, to support people, to souls to come on board. So I'm now going to show you the other aspect to the online event. There were two groups who were watching the event, and there was the front-facing webinar website, which we're looking at now, this sohforum.org, where everyone could access, and that did reach thousands this time. Yet for those who had signed up, had been invited, and were participating, there was another entry point, and this was the second group. And I'm now going to go on to the what's called the online forum aspect. So we're going to switch to that. And this is a lot of new technology at work, and we can see how technology is becoming so refined in the development of these sort of conference platforms. So this is what anyone who was invited to sign up received, and this is where they entered the streaming. Streaming is all the same, except those who have been invited, and it was 300 plus, they had access to different aspects alongside the plenaries and the public streamings. One great new aspect this year was we had it in three languages. So it was not only in English, but also it was translated in Spanish and French. Lotta organized all of this, and it was a large rota, and actually it was interesting because I think it was all BK souls who were doing the translation, as far as I'm aware. But they did a fantastic job, all translating on Zoom, to reach out to souls in those languages. So I'm now just going to show you what those souls had access to. So these are the different formats. Let's go to the program. We'll go to English. And this is a view, and this was what was so beautifully done, of the main concert hall in Harper. So this is actually where the studio was, except we weren't in this great event, this particular auditorium. We were up high on the top level in a smaller studio setting, but it was the same building. And this was brilliantly, sort of seamlessly put together, like we saw in the opening session, the Icelandic choir singing. And it looked as though they were singing there live. In fact, it was a pre-record, but it again was in the same building. So it did give everyone a sense of being in that place, which is what in the past at two forums, this was the venue that was used. So we can see here, that was the first day. There was a small online reception, which was a lot of fun, apparently. And then we moved into day one, and you can see it opened with the choir. And then we had the Prime Minister, the Mayor of Reykjavik, Ella, who you've just listened to. And then we had prayers and blessings from Sister Genty and the Archbishop of Cape Town. So you can see this is how the day went. And as each event popped up, if we press on there, then at that point Sister Genty would have started and come online. So it was quite straightforward in terms of the running of the program for them. What was then very interesting was the dialogue groups, and these were the different areas. This was a new technology, again, where people, you know, we all know on Zoom we can suddenly be put in groups. And again, it's the same technology using Zoom, but having a face like this, so people would choose where to go. So in this, in the dialogue groups, it was according to language, so in French, in Spanish, or in English. And at the right moment, they would go into those groups and have some discussion. There were then workshops that were interwoven with the streaming. And we can see on this one, had Dr. Miriam Subirana, and so people chose which one they would go into. Richard Dunn, an educator here for Arrows, Michael West, and Dr. Hester O'Connor. These were, as far as I'm aware, souls who have been involved with Spirit of Humanity for many years and very experienced, and they led some of those breakout group workshops. And so we have more workshops going through. Then there was also the meditation and silence space. And there were pre-recorded meditations on each day. And on one day, we had a wonderful pre-record from Yogesh, who led everyone into silence. So those they would enter it through this space. So that was also happening. And then the last room here was something that was very dear to the director's heart, because she set it up with the film authority in Iceland, which was the Little Spirit of Humanity Film Festival. And these four movies are all deeply humane stories, narratives, about the power of love, about the power of us all as humanity. And that was also available to participants. So this virtual environment, to the best of its ability, was giving participants the sense that they were there, that we were there, and we were all there together in these different frames. So this is the virtual online experience. And I'm going to pass back to Sister Maureen now. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, thank you. So I think all I would say, thanks to Toots for the tour of the virtual online forum venue. And I think all I will say now is that do take a little bit of time to click that button and watch some of the forum and some of the sessions. Of course, you can have a look and choose which day you'd like to go to. And so thanks to Baba, and thanks to the wonderful Icelandic family, and thanks to all of those partners. There's many partners you'll see on the website who really worked hard to make this happen. And so thank you to everybody, for everyone's blessings. Om Shanti. Thank you.